AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Luigi Mangione's lawyers have told a federal judge that he plans to plead guilty to federal stalking charges in the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The lawyers made the disclosure this morning during a Manhattan federal court hearing. The plea won't be official until Mangione confirms the decision to the judge and the judge accepts it. A hurricane warning has been issued for the Big Island of Hawaii after Tropical Storm Lala was formed in the Pacific Ocean. Senior Hurricane Specialist John Cangelosi of the National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to focus on the Big Island and have lesser of an impact on Hawaii's other islands.
After it passes the Big Island of Hawaii, we think it might weaken a bit back to a tropical storm and then pass to the south of the remainder of the island chain. So we do think that the biggest impacts will be on the Big Island, and that's where we have a hurricane warning in effect.
The storm is expected to bring rain, high winds, and dangerous surf. A grand jury in Louisiana has declined to indict a former law enforcement officer who is accused of planning to kill black people in a mass shooting at a New Orleans festival. The Louisiana Attorney General's office says Christopher Gillum was released from custody after a grand jury found in June that there was not enough evidence to charge him with a crime. Rescue efforts are ongoing in Colombia following Monday's earthquake.
The official death toll from the devastating 7.4 magnitude earthquake that struck Colombia this week has risen to more than 280. Still, nearly 350 people have been rescued. Search teams raising fists to call for silence as they listen for signs of life in the rubble. While the new president, Abelardo de la Espriella, says nearly 400 people remain missing, civilian-run databases put the number 10 times higher. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is AP News. Italian police have recovered stolen art worth millions.
A statement from the Italian Carabinieri's Art Recovery Squad explains the paintings were discovered during searches ordered by prosecutors, but no further details were given. They disappeared earlier this year from a private museum near the northern city of Parma, police say. The three recovered paintings are Fish by Auguste Renoir, Still Life with Cherries by Paul Cézanne, and Odalisque on the Terrace by Henri Matisse. The Cézanne's valued at $7 million, the Renoir $3.5 million, and the Matisse at $23,000. Local media reports that the thieves took the paintings in less than 3 minutes and escaped across the museum gardens. The crime follows a series of high-profile heists at major European museums. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, stocks have been drifting near their all-time high. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.